You're listening to Red Eye on Co-op Radio at CFRO 102.7 FM.
Flathead Valley in BC has been compared to Africa's Serengeti for its richness of plant species. The valley is one of the wildest in Canada. It's never been settled and is home to significant populations of large carnivores and a myriad of bird species. The valley lies in the southeast corner of BC and straddles the Canada-US border. The Flathead is under threat from proposals for coal strip mining, coal bed methane drilling, and unbridled mineral extraction. A new poll released by WildSight and the Sierra Club of BC found that a majority of Kootenai residents, 7 out of 10, want to protect the Flathead River Valley as a national park. And this morning I'm joined by Sarah Cox, and we're going to discuss the Flathead River Valley. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Probably very few of us have been to the Flathead Valley. Describe to me what I'd see if I were able to spend some time there.
Well, it's, as you mentioned, it's tucked into the far southeast corner of British Columbia, right up against the Alberta border and the Montana border. I was fortunate enough to be able to spend a week backpacking there this summer. It's an absolutely spectacular place, basically slopes of wildflowers, tons of wildlife. It's a very special area because it's never been settled. Just by a quirk of fate, the National Railway Line was built one valley to the north, and that remains the dominant east-west transportation route. So it's very much, until recently, been a place where wildlife can just exist as it has done for many, many thousands of years since the last ice age.
What makes it so biologically diverse? Is it just the fact that the river hasn't been disturbed?
Well, the river, the Flathead River, is one of the purest rivers in the world, and scientists actually use the water in the Flathead as a benchmark by which to measure water quality in rivers around the world, and that's kind of the nexus for wildlife. One reason why it is so important for wildlife is because wildlife has the run of the area from valley bottoms to mountaintops unimpeded by human activity. And the Flathead is part of a very critically important wildlife corridor in North America that stretches through the Rocky Mountains. If you were to look at a map of the diversity of large mammals in North America over the last few hundred years, you would see that their range has been pushed further and further north, and that many species have disappeared from entire areas of North America. The Flathead area is one area where there is still an incredible richness of species. It has the largest concentration of grizzly bears in the interior North America, and it has the greatest density and diversity of carnivores in all of North America. And this is a wildlife corridor that stretches from the United States right up to the Yukon, and it's, again, it's the last remaining large wildlife corridor in North America, and the Flathead is an integral part of this.
Why is the Flathead how's the Flathead managed to escape development? You talked about the rail line going one valley north. Why else was it, why wasn't it developed aside from that?
Well, it's very remote. There has been some development. We can't say it's completely pristine. It's about as pristine as anything gets these days. There's been some logging in there, and if you actually look at aerial pictures of it, you can see a few places where the area has been logged, and you can see a few logging roads. But except for that, there's been no other development. It's been very remote and a very difficult area to get into. Now with the pressure on increased resource development, it is under threat from various resource extraction proposals.
Well, let's talk about that. Where is the threat of development coming from? What's the pressure for mining development in the valley?
Well, perhaps the biggest threat right now is a proposal to establish a strip mine for coal in the Flathead by a company called Klein Mine, and that proposed coal mine would sit in the headwaters of the Flathead. It would basically take down an entire mountain ridge and dump the waste rock in a headwater stream of the Flathead River called Foisey Creek. U.S. scientists have actually just this past week or so come out with a report. They've been studying this area looking for the prime spawning habitat for threatened bull trout, which go down into the United States along the Flathead River, and they found that Foisey Creek is this exact site. Again, the Flathead is part of an area called Crown of the Continent. National Geographic has done stories on this area, and the Crown of the Continent is protected over the border in Montana as Glacier National Park, and it's protected on the other side as Waterton Lakes National Park in Canada, but the BC part of it has almost no protection at all. There is a very small provincial park in the corner. It's mostly a mountaintop park, and again, it's not so much a protection for wildlife because we allow hunting in our provincial parks, whereas hunting is not allowed in our national parks. And that's why we want to see the lower one-third of the Flathead Valley protected as a national park, to afford it the highest level of protection that is possible in Canada. And again, the Glacier and Waterton parks, part of the same ecosystem, together form an international peace park, which is also a World Heritage Site and a World Biosphere Reserve. BC's Flathead is part of this ecosystem, and it should also be part of this international peace park, World Heritage Site, and World Biosphere Reserve. In fact, the federal government itself has recognized this and have included the Flathead as part of its National Parks Action Plan. They can't proceed any further on that without the approval of the BC government, and we are asking people to contact the BC government, to contact Premier Gordon Campbell, and ask that the Flathead become a national park.
Well, tell us about the poll results that came out very recently. Who was surveyed, and what was the outcome?
McAllister Polling in Vancouver surveyed 900 Kootenai residents, asking them if they would like to see a national park in the Flathead Valley, and 73% responded in the affirmative that yes, they would like to see a national park in the Flathead. Up until now, the provincial government has said, well, we don't see enough public support for a national park, so we're not going to go forward with that. And this is the proof that indeed people recognize the value of this area, and they recognize that it should be afforded the same level of protection as Waterton Park and Glacier Park right there. On the first day that I was on this backpacking trip, we actually climbed up to the Continental Divide, and we were right there on the border looking over into Montana on one side and Alberta on the other, and BC right below us. And it was absolutely astounding to realize that it's part of the same ecosystem. We watched animals go right across the border with, of course, they pay no attention to the international boundary there, and yet we don't have protection on the BC side of that border.
Explain to me a little bit more in detail why a national park is the right form of protection. So why would something else not be sufficient in that area?
Well, again, part of the reason has got to do with hunting. We allow hunting in BC provincial parks. It's not allowed in national park, and we believe very strongly that wildlife needs to be protected in this area, particularly as some species move further north to adapt to climate change, and just with all the very many threats of development. We have a chance here, before it is lost, to preserve something that is unique and for which we are the envy of the world. In other places, they've almost lost wildlife. In places in Europe, biologists are putting tranquilizer darts into bears and trucking them hundreds of kilometers in the hope that they will mate and continue the gene pool. Here we actually have a place where wildlife and a wildlife corridor is intact, and we are in danger of losing it. And protecting it as a national park will give it the highest level of protection that can happen in Canada. It will ensure that there is no hunting there, and it will make it possible for the park to become part of this International Peace Park, World Biosphere Reserve, and World Heritage Site.
Well, what do you think it's going to take, Sarah, to get that park status for the Flathead? What's going to have to happen?
Well, again, because the federal government is on side, the local First Nation has written a letter to the provincial government saying that they support a national park. We need public support on this issue. We need to show the provincial government that people in British Columbia care about the protection of this incredible area and care enough that we will preserve an area for wildlife. We think there needs to be a balance between resource development and protection of wildlife. There's resource development all around this area. Just to the north of it, we have 5 open pit coal mines that supply 1/5 of the world's metallurgical coal. When you go to Tsawwassen and take the ferry, that's the coal that you see there. There's a lot of money coming out of this area in terms of resource extraction, and we also believe there needs to be a balance and a space for nature.
Well, it's been good talking to you today, and I hope more people will discover more about the Flathead and support the park.
Yes, people can go to the Sierra Club website, sierraclub.bc.ca, or the Flathead Wild website at flatheadwild.ca, and sign a petition to Premier Campbell. They can also write a letter to the government. Letters count a lot more than signing a petition. There's a take action section on our website, which they can use to sign a form letter to the Premier. And if we get enough people taking action on this issue, we do believe that we will be able to protect the Flathead.
Well, thanks for talking with me this morning.
You're very welcome.
Bye now.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Sarah Cox. She's the communications director for the Sierra Club of BC. You can find out more about the issue at flathead.ca, or you can find a link from our website at coopradio.org/redeye. And you're listening to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.